morning mixtape.
Yes, it is time for my morning mixtape this morning. But again, not my morning mixtape. It's actually Dina Jezdic's morning mixtape. She is the programmer behind the series Late at Auckland Museum. There's been, how many events have there been so far this year?
So far, just one.
Yeah.
So we're at the beginning.
We had,
Roseanne.
Roseanne. She came in and talked about that one about immigration. That was awesome. And so what's your kind of role behind these events?
So I curate Late at the Museum events, and, you know, it's just honestly such a cool job. It's, you know, my job is just to kind of look around, see what's happening, hopefully get it right, you know, because it could be that I'm completely wrong. And, you know, it seems like the more political, the more edgy, the more out there we go, the better it is for everyone. I think we get a great audience. I think people kind of cross-generationally come together. And, yeah, it's been fun. And last one was so fantastic. I mean, like, you know, we could throw in some swear words.
People
loved it. Yeah, no, it was wicked.
And the panel lineups have been amazing so far. Like, that first one had such a good selection of kind of different opinions and perspectives of, you know.
Wicked voices. And just really kind of unafraid to really speak out about, you know, especially things that are challenging. I think that in those situations when we're talking about racism, it's so easy to throw that word around and go, you've said this, therefore you're racist. Rather than to kind of unpack, you know, what is it that people are afraid of, or what is it that they don't know? You know, how do we kind of look at all, you know, what do we even think about cultural aspects or bicultural aspects? You know, what does the world look like now or tomorrow or in the past?
And how do you kind of go about choosing the panelists for each event?
To be honest, I sort of, you know, for me, having a great talent, someone who actually has a very unique voice, you know, someone who's actually thinking or saying something that I'm not necessarily thinking or in a way that I'm not necessarily processing it, I kind of think that that's the one. The one that we're not thinking about. The one that makes us maybe a little bit uncomfortable at times. The one that we don't necessarily always agree, or that we agree but we wouldn't have said it that way. Someone who's kind of got a different lens or opinion on the world than the mainstream, because to be frank, I think that, you know, in all honesty, I think that we think, you know, of ourselves far more individualistic than we actually are.
I think there's
people on the margins who are actually thinking out of the box and who are doing, you know, that kind of shaking up. They are really the unicorns of our society, and it's kind of like, that's what my job is. It's like, where do I find them?
I find that social media is such a big part of that, because you get so used to just seeing the same opinions on your Facebook feed and just thinking that's the only way that people think.
And it's actually kind of comforting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's like, oh, that's right, I've got these friends that agree with me.
Just like me. But I think that that's what Late is not about necessarily.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's like, it should be jarring in some ways, and we should be sitting there at times going, I disagree. I love that. I love, you know, sitting and actually watching it myself and going, I totally disagree with that.
Yeah.
Or, I love that. That's amazing. That person just summed it up way better than I could have. Or is speaking the way that I would have loved to have spoken, or something like that. I think it's cool. I think it's fun.
And the first thing you've chosen for us this morning, you were telling me, this is, by the way, it's There Is No Depression in New Zealand by Blam Blam Blam. You said this one kind of, I'm not quite sure how, but you've chosen to sort of represent the whole, you know, the series as a whole, as opposed to this particular late event. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
So this this song, actually, I found out recently when I was, you know, looking through to find out what to play. And by the way, what a great challenge.
Yeah.
How much fun is this? So I found out that, you know, this song was written in 1981. So this is when I was born.
Right, yeah.
It just, you know, tells you something about me. And you know, in this song, you know, the things that is being talked about, and that is, you know, there are, you know, the sarcasm around, there are no sheep in New Zealand, there is no sexism in New Zealand,
there is
no racism in New Zealand. You know, those are things that we were concerned potentially 36 years ago, and we are still concerned with them now.
Yeah.
And that is, to me, the epitome of what the series is doing. We are looking at racism, we are looking at, you know, our foreign policy, we are looking at, you know, what is privilege, you know, how do we fit in society towards each other, and, you know, modes of privilege, and we're also looking at sexism. So I think that somehow this song, you know, which was like, you know, the beginning of me, is still, the, you know, partially still New Zealand very current today.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
so relevant. And, you know, I bet you, if you asked, you know, Don McGlashan now, like, do you think that it would be relevant yeah. now? He'll be like, fuck, I hope not.
Yeah. But unfortunately it is.
Yeah.
Cool. Here, this is Blam 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 with There Is No Depression in New Zealand. Absolute classic there by Blam Blam Blam, chosen by Dina from Late at Auckland Museum this morning, a track that is unfortunately still quite relevant 30 years later, as you were saying before. What's the next track you've chosen for us this morning?
So the next track is actually Borders by MIA, and I love MIA. She is so,
so cool. Yeah.
Raw and just like, you know, angry but wicked and just kind of, you know, and she, I would consider her to be one of those unicorns, you know. She
totally,
just makes
yeah.
this ink and these really out of it ways of, you know, what is discrimination, how we, you know, how we as people, how can we not, you know, there is no longer the conversation about being a global citizen. It's like we've stopped talking about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I kind of love the fact that she kind of, you know, approaches these things quite head on, and, you know, especially through her videos, really intense stuff, and I love that.
And she doesn't sort of seem to try and align with one particular kind of train of thought or anything. Yeah.
And it's quite upbeat, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't like, you know, deflate you when you listen to it. It actually makes you, it pumps you up.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no, there's some really weird shit out there.
Yeah, yeah,
we need to question that stuff. Yeah.
Cool. Here it is, MIA with Borders.
Freedom, item, meet 'em. Where'd you read 'em? This one needs a brand new weed and weed and the key. Weed and the key them to life. Let's beat them. Weed them smartphones, don't beat them.
BFM, that there was Borders by MIA from this morning's later Auckland Museums themed morning mixtape. We'll be right back with the last two tracks from that mix. Stay tuned.
Man, my feet are freezing.
Warm them up farm style. Step into a fresh cow pat. Toasty as.
Yeah, I don't think that works so well here in the office.
Why?
Seriously? Well, for starters, you heated that up in the shared microwave.
Find your perfect feet warmers from a huge range of Doc Martens, Converse, Clarks, Vans, and more at Pat Menzies Shoes. Now warming your toes with two stores, St. Kevin's Arcade, 183 K Road, and Canterbury Arcade, 174 Queen Street. Or online at patmenziesshoes.co.nz.
Here it is, the Echo O's Hot Pockets album release, Friday, September 8th at the Wine Cellar. The Echo O's new album is fresh out the microwave and mouth-burningly hot. Come on down and celebrate the flavour. Echo O's Hot Pockets album release and newest tour fundraiser with Queen Neptune, Ounce and special guests. September 8th at the Wine Cellar. Only $10 on the door or $30 with the vinyl.
Get to grips with the intricate ballot ballet. Get your head around the persistent policy patter. Look towards possible political predicaments.
The Ballot Build-Up is your place for everything election 2017. Every day we're speaking to our listeners, to politicians and to thinkers at the forefront of the issues that matter. The environment, education, justice, the future of work and economy, health and livability. You'll have democracy sussed.
The Ballot Build-Up. Weekdays on The Wire right up until the election. Only on 95BFM.
Welcome back. We are halfway through a morning mixtape from Dina, programmer of the Later Auckland Museum series. So the next event is coming up next week, yeah?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be on Wednesday, 13th of September.
Yeah.
And it starts, doors open around 6 and the whole program starts around, you know, 6:45, something like that. And what we got is Allied Values. And it's actually, I mean, so timely in terms of the election and it's so timely in terms of what's actually happening at the moment with North Korea and with, you know, the world being in peril, essentially. Potential peril, I shouldn't say.
Hopefully not actual
in peril.
In
real. but, yeah, the question is, you know, do our values, do our current New Zealand Aotearoa values still align with our, you know, international allies? And so we're talking about, you know, Trump, USA, Brexit, UK and Australia. You know, should we be sending troops to Afghanistan? Do we need to kind of face up to the fact that we are at war with Afghanistan? And what's going to happen? You know, if anyone watched the debate last night, it's kind of like, what would happen if, you know, Donald picks up the phone and goes, okay, will you give me this many troops? We're going to Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, these are real issues and we need to sort of figure out where we sit. I mean, if we look at our track record, you know, it's actually the 30th anniversary of us being nuclear free. And, you know, we lead the way in this progressive way in being independent and challenging the status quo. Will we still continue to do that or do we even have no wiggle room to do that?
It's a bit of a weird year to have that anniversary, eh?
Yeah, totally.
And so the next track is a homebrew track. Why have you chosen that one with regards to next week?
So this is actually the track for the one after. So the next late that we're having in October, it's actually called Invisible Privilege, and it's about looking and confronting entitlement. And really, I mean, what we are trying to sort of unpack there is really looking at different modes of oppression and how we exist in the world. And I think that track, you know, really sums it up. I mean, what Homebrew does, they just literally just list how
they're just,
different
they're
people
a social commentary.
Are.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And so I just think that really sums it up.
Cool. This is Homebrew with Dedicated 2.
Sounds dope. Yeah, bro, sounds dope. Yeah, it's dedicated to check. Yeah, it's dedicated to all the artists who struggling through the hardship and punishment from the heart for the love of it. That's motivated by all their partners who stuck with them and helping pick it up again when they were thinking fuck it then. Been inspired by all the marvelous mothers and all the fatherless troublesome broken bosses that bum off them. It's for the hustlers scabbing off at the government, wandering in the street playing cricket with the rubber spin. It's for the lonely nerve rolling herb on his broken turntable that he mixes beats on and no one's heard. It's for the bony bird spinning spoken word, blowing though a phony fur, rocking headphones that only work in one side. For that unsigned drunk guy who never let the funk die, working like he's done by hard. It's for the Sheila with the bung eye and too much pride to let the son see his mom cry. Real, it's for the has-beens that had dreams, the fuck-ups and crack fiends, the dropouts and drag queens. It's for the lost kid pick, the first picked on, the one they laugh at, the opposite from a sitcom. It's for the fat kid, the misfit rat kid, the lipstick black chick that no one ever sat with. Dirt broke brat kid that really never had shit. Rat bag scab, eating noodles out the packet. It's dedicated to the skater kids chucking rocks, tagging cutting logs, stoning huffing nos. Fuck the cops and the rugby jocks, fuck my boss and the goody-goody prefects sucking cocks. For the fellas that I set up in detention with, and anyone that's ever had their name on the attendance list. It's for every kid that ever thought of ending it, and every piss poor bum living on a benefit.
This one goes out. This one goes out to you. This one goes out. open arms for prisoners holding bars, watching life rolling past faster than stolen cars. For fiends trying to find a fix for their broken hearts, rolling grass while they watch the hands of time took their chance. For the stoners' laughs that we shared over Nas, full blast on my arse, sitting in my rose garage, going halves on the cars, making moments last. Wishing we could hold the past, frozen like it's golden stars. For the days gone, the days made fun, the cardboard we raked on with blue puma suede on. It's for the boombox that Tupac played on, the same one I chewed up my Snoop Dogg tape on. This is for 94, when I had the highest score on the new Street Fighter with the double fireball. It's for the change that I spent on the giant jawbreaker and the pocket money that I used to buy the sauce. It's for the rap fanatics, the Illmatic addicts, racket stacks of classic wax and baggy jackets, backpackers on the train tracks, tagging backwards from the back of mathematics to the back of paddy wagons. This for when I wrapped the plastic or fantastic, and when I first heard Fat Lip on Lab Cabin. That magic I felt when I sat in my bomb, that I boomed Southern playlist of Cadillac. This for back then, the backseat dirt I did, permanent scars I left on hearts of birds I hit. For the bridge burning with the first herb I lit, for my worst hurt I turned to the best verse I spit. For the world turning as we all turn to shit, predetermined overturning to it, no alternative. Getting high, killing time like murderers. This is life, peace to the cellmates I'll serve it with.
Dedicated to their off Homebrew's 2012 album. What was the album called? It was just, it was called Homebrew, wasn't it? It was
the same. Yeah, I think it was. It was a double one, yeah.
Yeah. Such a great album. Basically, all this stuff you were saying before, it provides like the most amazing social commentary, especially in Auckland at the moment. We've got one more track of your mixtape this morning. You're saying, so are there four in total like events this year? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Are. And we do it every year, it's four. I think it'll be great to do more, but it might actually kill us.
Yeah. Also, like, I mean, I guess doing just four means you can put so much effort into, like, really curating them so well, you know.
Yeah, it's true. And actually, you know, taking your time to kind of, you know, place yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe sort of figure out the bigger picture sometimes, you know, pull in and pull out.
And they are tackling such big issues, so it's, you don't want to half-ass it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, tackling privilege, it's like it could end up, someone's talking about it and it's like, oh god, don't tell me the same stuff. But this is really about actually empowering people, you know. It's about actually giving them the tools to be positive, for example. You know, how can you use your privilege? You know, when do you know to like shut up and maybe sit down?
Cool. And so the last one is a Coco solo track you've chosen this morning. And you're saying this is a bit about the last late event. When is that one? How far away is it?
So the last late event is on the 8th of November. By the way, they're all on Wednesday.
Cool. Good day of the week for something like this. Yeah.
Quite chilled. And this is something that, you know, we've been sort of talking about a lot, especially with the volume exhibition that closed down recently, which is about the scope of New Zealand music. And, you know, with everything that's going on at the moment and the sexism in the New Zealand music industry that we know is actually, you know, alive and well. And a lot of the good work that Equalize My Vocals and Coco Solo was doing through the spin-off. And it was just a great kind of, you know, it was a great opportunity to revive it. Especially since the volume's going to actually, the part of that exhibition, or well, actually a new exhibition that is sort of focusing on Southside is going to be opening at MIT. It was just a great opportunity to kind of revive some of those conversations and some of the things that we've learned through that. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do. So we're gonna do basically we're gonna look at music and misogyny and sexism, and also, you know, once again, modes of oppression and being, you know, what are the challenges that women, you know, and non-binary individuals kind of face in the world of music? And how do they overcome it? Because honestly, we need to celebrate some of that success.
Of course,
it's amazing.
And is there a reason you chose this particular Coco Solo track?
This is a Coco Solo track called Heaven's Gate, and it's actually a track that came out in 2014, and it features Faf Swag. And for those of you who don't know who Faf Swag are, they are just the most... There's just like a powerhouse group of amazingly talented humans who are really challenging, you know, gender normative kind of ideas, stereotypes of beauty, and are just having the most amazing celebration of Pacific body and what that, you know, what they could do. And, you know, if you have a chance to go see them, I mean, there's a lot going on. That collective does a lot, you know, in terms of some individuals, Lakpati Solomona, he does exhibitions. He's an artist, he's a photography artist. They've done a show at the Basement recently. I can't say enough of the most amazing stuff around that collective, you know. So for me, when I saw the video of this particular track, so they feature in the video, it was this sort of like a click over moment for me where I went, what is that?
These guys are cool.
Really want to know more about that. And that was like 2014.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Cool. Here it is. This is Coco Solo with Heaven's Gate. Go check out the video.
Inside the blender, open heaven's gate. This is what we call splendor. Are you ready for the change? Disco very, you get trips in a cemetery. The etiquette suppresses me. Females pay a male fee. Love who you like, we free the mic. We liberate the binary. Shave it off, grow what you like. I don't take them defining me. Orientation don't mean shit. A human mammal mega mix is what it takes, it doesn't quit. He, she, devils, get on my level. Without a cause, you're not a rebel. All I see are strategies. You have to think more laterally.
BFM, that was Coco Solid, Heaven's Gate, the last track from this morning's morning mixtape with Dina from Auckland Museum. So next week we've got Allied Values, that is the 13th, yes,
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
Yep. Wednesday night. And who's on the panel for next week's event?
So I just really want to like mention that it's going to be moderated by the powerhouse that is Leonie Hayden. She is amazing. I think that she's going to do a really interesting job, and I can't wait to see what she actually does. And just to mention a couple, Jane Kelsey is on the panel. So she's a professor of law here at University of Auckland, and she is a great social commentator, like super acute and just, you know, very, I mean, it's kind of like to talk even about intelligence is sort of like going outside the scope of the word. It's like it doesn't even matter anymore. But yeah, sort of her work has been centered around the interface between globalization and domestic neoliberalism, and specifically with free trade agreements and investment agreements and, you know, lately the TPPA agreement, which is so relevant to us. So we're really lucky to have her, and Nikki Hager, who is the investigative journalist and who has recently published a book with John Stevenson called Hit and Run, which talks about the New Zealand forces' involvement in Afghanistan, which I think is super relevant. And I think that sometimes bringing back those conversations is really good.
Cool. And so tickets for this, where can people find them? Is it the museum website?
So yeah, you can go on our website, which is www.aucklandmuseum.com. And grab a ticket. So that's late Allied Values, Time to the Fringe, Our Allies. And the event is on Wednesday, the 13th of September. Tickets, regular tickets are 25, on the door 30, but I would say get them now because they do sell out way before, before the date. And students actually get a discount for $20.
Awesome. And speaking of, we actually have a double pass to give away right now, so we don't have much time left in the show. If you want to win this, please text me right now, 5395, include your name, and your name will be on the door for a double dollars pass to this event next week. Hopefully this little mixtape gave you a good idea. I'm very excited. I really want to get along, actually. This sounds like a really interesting event. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Dina.
It's been so much fun.
It's been lovely to have you. And this is honestly one of my favourite morning mixtapes I've had so far. It's been so cool.
That is
so thank you.
A big up. Thank you. It means so much.
No worries.